Hello there, everyone. This is the first episode of Scuffcast. I'm your host, Genderbender, and today I'm joined by my co-host. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Lachlan, probably want to be known as Fenner.
The vibration scared the crap out of me. What we do on this podcast, just talk about random stuff that's on our minds and, you know, our other interests.
Lego. First thing that came to my mind, I don't know.
A man has fallen into the Lego City River.
Better save him. Save him quickly. Build the crane.
He has hung himself from the crane. We must hide.
Pick him up and snap his neck, because that's what I used to do with Lego.
Yeah, I used to do like snapping. Full roleplay shit with Lego Star Wars.
Yes, I didn't. I loved doing nothing more than cutting off Jango Fett's head with the Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Anyway, the real interest is Starkiller. I went onto my PS3 the other day and saw this old Star Wars game that I forgot I had, and it was based around the whole Starkiller thing and the whole story behind that. And I put it on easy, and I couldn't complete like the third or fourth level. Like, there was so many stormtroopers. It was, no, even though they couldn't hit their shots, I mean, still, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Holy shit, I just opened out to my balcony, and there's a field like across the road from my apartment building, and
2016 would have been filled with those killer clowns.
Really? No, there's just a whole bunch of birds just sitting there hibernating.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if birds turned out to be like little eshe blokes that kind of shank you.
They're governments. Birds are government spies.
Yeah, I mean, they recharge on power lines, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, what do you want the main topic of this to be today?
I don't know, I think we just got on about how birds are robots.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good idea.
And other
just
retarded.
Listen to Mar deodorant can spraying for 2 hours. I don't know.
Or just other retarded or completely real conspiracy theories.
We should be talking about China and the disease and what's going on at the moment.
Oh yeah, me and my dad, we went to Bunnings to go grab some masks today, you know, like the hospital masks.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we went to go buy them. Sold out. Like, there was just a full shelf of doctor's masks completely gone.
Bunnings have been making a bunch of those.
Yeah,
damn, you know the sausage sizzle, but have you heard of the plaster mask? Anyway, do you know how the whole thing started?
Yeah, isn't it like from bats? And like they bite snakes or some shit.
Yeah, some crap like that. And then anyway, the other day I heard that some villages in China are like boarding off the town, stopping from anybody from getting in.
Yeah, I saw today that there was I don't know if this is real or not, but it's an unidentified plane from Wuhan going into San Francisco. So it doesn't have a call sign in there.
The safest place to be would probably be Antarctica because of how remote it is.
Yeah, but then it would be hard to get other supplies when you run out.
Yeah, good point. So the safest place would be Canada.
Oh yeah, Canada or Greenland. I've played Plague Inc, so, you know, Greenland and Iceland, safest place in the world.
Yeah, I started off with Greenland.
Yeah, you'd always start off with Greenland or Iceland because they're the most remote places.
Yeah, I would either start with, like, Russia or Greenland, because Russia had the, like, biggest space, and I just like the look of red. Ooh, pretty-looking red dots. How interesting.
Confirmed. Fantasist. Psychopath. I'm telling Shane Dawson on your ass, you're going to be filmed in a documentary about how you're a sociopath.
Yeah, anyway, my dad is, like, rescheduling his meeting in China because he was meant to go to like factories and that because of his work. He works in like car parts and stuff like that. And he said that the funny thing is, like, he says that he was scheduled to go there sometime. I think it was February from what I remember, but it's now scheduled to December. So that's interesting.
Well, at least if we know if the virus keeps on going, you know, he could reschedule it instead of him not knowing about it.
Yeah. You know what they think is just stupid? What person looks at the back and goes, yeah, that looks appetizing?
No, it was a snake, wasn't it?
I heard something about bats too. But snake could also be a thing.
Yeah, the bats got infected with the virus and then they transferred it to snakes.
Insane person would do with a snake, and it's not that family friendly.
Fleshlight snake.
Anyway, also Kobe, in the helicopter crash.
Yeah, I found the chat for him and his family.
Yeah, I mean, I heard there's a petition to change the NBA logo.
Yeah, a whole bunch of celebrities are doing it as well, like Justin Bieber and that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's
your opinion on Justin Bieber's song Yummy?
As the great philosopher, Roddy Ricch once says, E-O. End quote.
Yeah. Sounds wise. You know, you could really learn a lot from that man.
He's speaking the language of gods.
Yes. Anyway, so I bought a new monitor today. The other day, and it was meant to deliver today. Yeah, it still hasn't been delivered. I wonder if that's to do with the fact that either it was made in China, I don't really know. But I mean,
everything's made in China, so there's no escaping.
Yeah, I mean, well, the second I found out my shirt was made in China, I ripped that crap off.
I think all my stuff's made in China.
Burn it all. Do it!
I'll have to burn, like, my bed sheets. Damn. Everything like but my guitar will not be burned because that was made in England.
I'll be taking advantage of the thing and like just coughing if I was Asian. Like just cough.
Mm.
Just 90% of the time.
How big's your monitor?
Cough. Move away from it. Oh, my monitor. Yeah, it was meant to deliver today and I went out for breakfast, had pancakes. They were good.
Nice.
But yeah. It was meant to come today. I'm not sure if it's come and just been like handed back because I'm not gonna have like a $300-$400 monitor just sitting on my veranda. That would just be stupid.
Yeah.
I know it's not like I've seen all those videos of like people stealing other people's parcels and stuff like that. But anyway, so I got a quick question for you. What do you reckon you two should come out with next? Like, what figurine?
Barack Obama, no question.
Sounds like a good idea, not gonna lie.
Obama twos.
Like the old. Yeah.
There's already been like concepts on the YouTube's Reddit and Discord. There's like a template that you can print out and
just
cut.
Want to point out, verified on the YouTube's Discord. Yep, verified collectors. Yep.
Verified collectors. That reminds me, my Doge YouTube's came in the mail today.
Oh yeah, well, my iNotorious one came like, and Elf Souls, which I ordered the same day, came like a day or two apart, which is strange in my opinion, but just want to flex my Fitzy 2s that I got, flex that.
Yeah, we get it, Fenner. Cream. We get it, you had money before me, we get it. Just you wait, tomorrow after school I'm going to buy a Visa card so that I can buy the C-Scoop U2s. When he comes out on February 1st.
You know what I bought?
What?
A Robux gift card.
Bruh. Yeah, absolute alpha status.
Yeah.
Who cares about Bitcoin? Tell me how many Robux you have.
Yeah, Bitcoin's no more. Now it's all about the Robux.
Bruh.
Anyway, Minecraft has changed, their skin thing around. You used to be able to get custom skins on that, but it appears that you can no longer do that.
Really? I haven't played Minecraft in like 3-4 months.
Yeah, I haven't played in like 4 days, which is surprising because I literally spent like a day or two like digging out like a 2x40, like 10 by 10, 40 high. No, I can't think about that. Something along those lines, just to build like a massive auto chicken cooker, right? Because we're doing this shop system in this world, and somebody's already made a chicken shop. So I'm like, yeah, I can do better than that. And at the same time as doing better, I'm planning on breaking the server. So yeah.
My Minecraft. I just opened up Minecraft on my iPad, and my character blinked at me.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, I was like watching one of my friends like going through his chest, and like he gets out of it and turns to the window where I'm watching him, and he just slowly blinks at me and was like, well, that didn't happen before. I don't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah, well, my character has a Steve face on top of an Alex body, so everything is just Alex.
What? You know how they're bringing up the update and that? What do you reckon they should add next?
Koalas.
Yeah, you know what they need?
What?
Pelican.
Yeah, that's pelican just going to be like a... just for fishing.
Yeah, you can like tame it. Go down, catch fish in its mouth. You like fish in a bucket. Something like that.
Yeah, tame it with fish in a bucket, or like tropical fish, like a puffer fish.
If you had to get like wool and feathers and that to make like a pillow, and then you had to get like a bed frame and like a mattress just to make a bed, yeah. Those phantoms would be everywhere by then.
So
anyway, yeah, go on.
What YouTubes are you thinking of buying next?
I really don't know. I'm like thinking, like, because I know that all of them are like pretty popular, and I know the ones that'll probably sell out quickly. But none have really piqued my interest. The only interesting one I found was, you know, Flamingo, like a Roblox YouTuber.
Roblox YouTuber funny?
Yeah, I guess I find it because, like, he spends a shit ton of money on Robux and then buys funny things. Like, at one time, I think the other day, watched him and he was playing some obby that was, like, really long to get to one checkpoint. And like you could nuke every server that was available, so it wasn't just your own server, it was like every server, and there was like 2,000 people on, so we just nuked it every like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'd be angry.
So everyone just lost their progress. At that point, I would just leave the game, but people kept playing, so
uninstall.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a.
Did you play them? Can you play Roblox?
I play Roblox on the occasion.
Yeah, me too. I used to, I went on my Xbox and played this, like, with friends. I played, like, this, stuck in a, like, dark house or some crap. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't scary as in the storyline. It was more or less scary because you had to, like, find a way to turn on the power, right? And you had to, like, unlock rooms, get basements, etc., get circuit boards, all that. But while this is happening, you're like open and go out a door and like turn to look down a hallway, and you'd see like these two red dots looking at you from down the hallway.
Yeah.
And that alone would just set off alarm bells in your head. So you would just start sprinting and lock the door. But if you took too long, this like black, with red eyes, like figure would chase you and kill you pretty much no matter what. The scary part was it played like this certain music and the whole screen started shaking and turning red, which would just stuff your view up even more. So it was more or less like you were drunk, bleeding in the eyes and getting chased by a killer.
Wow.
Yeah, so interesting.
Have you seen the motivational lizard YouTubes?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, the box template's already been put out on the YouTube's Twitter, but apparently they're going to have different rarities of it.
Oh, yeah. Can we just talk about how your message to the YouTubers about how Swagasaurus is one needs to be like a real height comparison kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They put that on the back of the Elkhorn one.
Yeah.
I felt really accomplished for that. Yeah. Made me feel like I really did something.
We bullied Swagasaurus. And we bullied Swagasaurus and we bullied Swagasaurus and got our own quote on the back of a YouTube's box.
Yeah.
I say we're already famous.
You know what I've just noticed this, but Inotorious' head is like 10 times bigger than Fitz's. I don't know if they're trying to say something like that, saying he's got a big head or something like that. But,
no, yeah. They're like increasing the size of YouTube's now. you continue.
We should probably make an Instagram for this, being honest.
Yeah. You know, H2O Delirious?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the same size as Spooky Souls.
Really?
Yeah. So, he's what, 5 inches?
Damn. You know what else is 5 inches?
My Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was going with.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick recovery.
You know what I was thinking? I was, remembering, I'm not going to say the school, obviously, but, our school, the one that you used to go to.
Yeah.
Immediately after you left, in the space of like a month, it had like 4 to 5 fights.
Me being there was just like keeping the peace.
Keeping the balance, yeah.
Yeah, just keeping the balance as soon as I leave. Mayhem. I don't know what I was doing there, but, you know, as soon as I leave, everything just goes to hell.
Yeah. Oh, my sister started her first day today, and same you know here. Who she's got for...
Continue.
She's got a good
old
deputy principal.
Oh, for what? PDHP?
I don't remember her doing a year 7 class. Do you remember her doing one?
No.
Yeah, me either. Anyway, we've got a swimming carnival in like the first 2 weeks of being back at school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You got... I can't wait. Flopping around in the water like they're about to drown.
I'll just show up on that day. Huh? I'll just show up there.
Half the school. I don't get why the school just don't go, do you want to swim or race or not? And just let the people who want to race go. Because it just ends up being like a bikini, like modeling kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
They peer pressure the students into, you know, going swimming, actually. Like,
yeah. You know, well, they slap me on the back of the head. You don't swim, you're getting your ankles chopped off.
You don't swim. The teachers will personally blow your kneecaps off with a shotgun. By Raul Menendez.
You know, I reckon... Oh, you remember... Wait, I don't know if I should talk about this, but, you know...
We can cut it out.
You know the teacher that got kicked out of the school for throwing a chair at a student?
I think so.
Yeah, our teacher, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he follows a friend of ours on Instagram, and he like, which I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to do, but Ryan sent him like a really saturated image of a chair. Just. Really saturated with words underneath it. Chair.
This is fucking open.
I don't know what he was thinking, but I mean, it was very smart if you look at it like that. You know, what's better than rubbing it in?
Wait, sir. Did they teach us?
They did. No, he didn't. He was my rock floor teacher.
Yeah, so back to the U2s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Motivational lizard that's going to have different quotes on the bottom of it, determining the rarity.
Hmm. So you just buy it and it's by chance?
Yeah, by chance, sort of like the 500 signed Valkyrie Yuzus.
Alright. So yeah. I'm probably going to get one of those then. Yeah. Hopefully I get a rare one. Buy 50 of them.
Buy 50 of them. Resell them on StockX.
Yeah, we should do like a giveaway. Giveaway girl.
Want to join my free gift card giveaway? All you need to do is enter your mum's credit card information down below. The three numbers on the back, the 16 digits on the front, and the expiry date.
John Wick needs your help.
Oh, remember that meme?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Good old Fortnite.
Yeah, apparently he's supposed to be getting a U2s as well. I'm pretty sure. And on the Discord too.
Well, okay. 2020 has been a bloodbath so far. We've been on the verge of World War III. And we've had bushfires in Australia. We've had flooding, and now it's about to become World War Z. So,
World War III to World War Z.
Ain't that good to know? I don't get why by now, like, they just haven't shut off every flight to and from China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Because either that or, like, quarantine the passengers for, like, 10 days.
Yeah, we need to, like, what's it called? Start building the Great Wall of China back.
Yeah, except it's just going to be a Great Wall around China, not through it, around.
Around it. And
nothing goes in or out.
And on the main cities too.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
I reckon if they put their mind to it, they could just stop eating animals that cause diseases.
Yeah.
That seems like a smarter idea to me, barricading them in.
Exactly. Have you seen that video of Elon Musk talking to the Chinese dude that's like really rich?
No.
Oh, yeah, well,
what's about?
He's just Elon Musk realizes how like stupid he is. Like, he just goes on about stupid
Chinese
shit, like, yeah, the Chinese man. Yeah, like AI will never be as good as humans, like, and then Elon Musk like counteracts his point and he's like, but the humans have the heart and the mind. And then Elon Musk just looks at him with a blank stare.
I thought you were going to go like, well, I thought it was about to say, well, humans, like, don't, like, aren't meant to eat, like, something. That's what I thought you were going with.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's always a pleasure hearing about Elon Musk. He's such a great man.
We need to get
achievements.
We need to sign a petition for him to get a U2s.
Yeah, Elon Musk YouTube.
Yeah. Sure.
Or, but he seems to be a fan of charity, so I reckon he'll make it like all profit goes to charity or something.
Every 1,000 Elon Musk YouTube sold, he gives away a Cybertruck.
It's just him holding a Cybertruck model in his hand.
Yeah, it's like Elon Musk
with a broken window. That seems like a good idea.
Elon Musk is sticking through like the window with a rock in his hand.
It's just Elon Musk just punching a hole through it. That would just be insane.
I need to create some artwork of that.
Yeah, seems like a great idea. Make sure it's symmetrical. Need to make.
Yeah, I'll just get an image of the Cybertruck, draw that in the U2 style, and a U2's Elon Musk.
No, it's not gonna be like drawing, it's going to be like Photoshop. You got to get a picture of the Cybertruck, find a YouTube that looks similar to Elon Musk, and have him holding the Cybertruck in his hand or something.
With a rock in the other one.
It's just him in the motion about to hit the Cybertruck with the rock.
Yeah, they've got like a little plastic bit. They've got like little plastic bits flying off his hand, supposed to simulate air.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, Overwatch is getting like either I'm not sure if it's an update or like a second release of the game or something, but they're adding like a story mode and like 3 to 4 more characters to it.
Mm-hmm. I've written this. You continue.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're finally adding, I can't remember the character's name, but they've been teasing it for a while. There was like a animated short that had McCree and Ashe in it, where the package is another hero. I can't remember her name right now. Probably like, I don't know, it was some like robot android looking crap. Like, I mean, her face looked like an android phone screen, even though I've got an android. I can still make fun of them. Ha ha ha, very funny. Yes,
this is Zenyatta's secret wife.
Zenyatta is with you. You seen all those like Zenyatta soundboard things where it's like,
yeah,
the real enemy is the gays. I am not homophobic, just so you know. Yeah. Put that out there. All people and their wishes.
Yeah, how could you be scared of homes if you live in one?
Yeah, you know I'm homo sapien. Ha 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 ha.
Or are you just scared of like Mexican people when they go, Ayo, homes? You know, like Mexican gang members.
You'd rather be called a good kid by a mafia boss or honey by like, I don't know, honey. I can't remember. I can't.
An elderly black woman.
You know. Yeah, yeah. Which would you rather?
Honey, because that's how I know someone loves me.
Alright.
Shit! I just kicked the bottle and it hit me back in the leg.
Yeah, well, I somehow managed to stub my toe with my other foot before, so I mean.
Bruh.
You know what I think would be a good movie?
What?
Titanfall.
Titanfall?
The storyline on.
Oh. Yeah. What's it called? One of my friends downloaded Titanfall with the PlayStation Plus when it was free.
Yeah.
And he got into it. The first words I hear him play when we play multiplayer together, he hasn't played it at all. He's like, oh, these are like the guns from Apex Legends.
It's either Apex Legends or Fortnite, bro. Make a decision.
My God.
Oh, you know what's funny? I was playing Rocket League with two other friends of ours, and Ethan and Yain, and we were playing a game. We went into Snow Day, so the hockey version. Wednesday, I did this bit out. I'll stop again. So.
Mm-hmm.
There was a knock. Ah, very funny, kids. Anyway, I'll get back to it. So these kids, we're just playing normally, and we're just hitting the ball in, and we're actually being accurate for once. Yain's usually accurate. It was Samuel, not Ethan. Decent, but I'm probably the worst there, but I'm starting to warm up and get better. Anyway, so we're just playing the game normally, scoring goals, and then one kid just says in the chat, sweaty. And then it's like the first thing said, right? And like, all I say is, what do you expect? It's a comp. And then like another kid who's like probably in year three, I can't remember, there was a year three student in there. Like
your poopy head. And Jesus, what is he living? Like, Mount Druitt?
I know, right? Free SA, bro. But anyway. So like he just says in the chat, what are you, a girl? And I just say yes. And he's like, girl. Ha 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 ha. And then like it's followed by hashtags and that, so I'm assuming the other bloke. I think the oldest was year 7. It was like year 6. 3 and 7, right? And they're like, we verse them and beat them, and they invite us to the party, they talk smack, and we're just laughing. They're like, these are the toxic guys, blah 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 blah, even though they like they started being toxic first, but whatever. We're like laughing our heads off because we leave, and then we join another game with them because those apparently were the other people playing Snow Day at the time, because it's not that popular. And we joined them 3 times. They forfeited the first one because we were winning 4-0. Second one, they forfeited again. And the third one, we went into a tiebreaker and won. And then they started, like, messaging us and like inviting us to a party, and they're like, oh, I'm Plath in like 3v3s, who, that's the year three student who probably got carried, being honest. There was silver and gold in
Snow Day. His mom's credit card.
Yo, his mom's credit card. But anyway, he's like, oh, I'm Plath in 3v3s, probably carried, not gonna lie. He was probably the worst on the team, being honest. But we go into a game and we start winning immediately. And they're like, oh no, we will adjust the settings. So we leave again. And then they adjust the settings to have infinite boost, start losing again. So they leave the game and say, we've got to adjust it again. And then we play the final game and we start leading like 3-1. And then they just kick us from the party and leave. Like, speaking of, I don't get it. Like, they called us boomers. They like, sounded like 20, even though Yine sounds like he's been sucking on helium for half his life.
Like I said, they've got a few people. Yeah. Speaking of toxic people, Rainbow Six Siege, toxic game.
Yeah, very toxic game. You know, I was just playing the game properly, right? And I just headshot this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lucky hit through a window. I had no aim, nothing to do with it. It was all coincidence. He messages me saying, hacks, 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 hacks. And then I'm like, mate, no, I don't hack. And then he's like, oh, no, you're just lying. You've got all hacks. And I'm like, I don't, mate. And he's like, you've also got aimbot. And mate, if I had aimbot, you would have been dead every other round. And he's like, no, no. And then he kills me in the next round with, like, a lucky shot. And he's like, starts messaging me, and he's like, you're trash, bro. You're trash.
So he accuses you.
Like, started by him accusing me of hacks.
So he's accusing you of hacks because you're good, but then he kills you. Just classic six-year-old trash talk.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of kids from Fortnite transitioning to Siege. The amount of times I'd, like, check someone's profile, and it's, like,
you're like level 19.
A Fortnite pick. Yeah. It's like, right, bomber, edit. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm going to do a part 6 bad edit because I lost in Siege. Anyway. Also, you know what else? I was playing a game of just quick match. It was just random. In there with, like, I think everyone except me was silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go into the game. The other team consists of a grand champ, a diamond, a plat one. That was, like, I checked this thing. It was, like, literally one off diamond. Then there was a level 400 something that was like flat. I've never seen a person over level 300, so that was a surprise for me. And it's unfair matchmaking. Spawn peak every time, and it would be up to me to like 1v5. It was so annoying.
Wait, is this anyway, in ranked another or quick match?
This is just quick match.
Okay.
So another topic, TikTok. You seen TikTok? Oh. Yeah.
I've heard a few things about it.
Yeah, me too. You know what I was doing the other day?
What?
Whenever I get bored and I've got nothing else to do, I just scroll through TikTok because, you know, why not do something, right? Yeah. I'm scrolling through TikTok, and the amount of times I run into a kid zooming in and out on his TV with a song to a Fortnite dance is unbelievable. Yeah, there's like this whole, like, you go into the comments and there's usually people that, like me, that say like, oh, this is just bullshit, this is boring crap like that. And then you scroll down and then there's like, nice edit, bro, insane, bro, Fortnite skin, I want that skin, bro, can I have your epic, bro, can you give me something, bro? It's just like that for like a good messages.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm happy to say that I have 22 followers on TikTok, and some guy accused them of being my family. So all I said was, I just get followers from commenting on trash like this. He didn't respond, so I'm happy that I roasted a 6.
You destroyed a 6-year-old's self-esteem. He's going to go back to year 1 and tell his teacher.
Fool, we'll get you suspended, fool.
Do you remember Stop It, I Don't Like It?
I live from school.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, I once got a detention for chasing clovers.
I almost got
like,
in trouble.
It's my own word, obviously, but I mean, a detention is like, because we had notifications and then detentions, so you get two of them into detention.
Yeah.
I feel like a notification would have been more appropriate. But you know, another thing is, our school system didn't really like, if you had a record, it didn't matter if you were innocent or not, you were pretty much set straight to detention. And I didn't have the best record in primary school. Like, as crazy as it sounds, bro, I probably had close to 100 notification slips.
Straight A student over here getting 100 detention slips.
What's funny about that too, though, I actually got good marks at the same time as doing that, so it's not like I just ignored class and got that. But yeah, but one time I was having like, I think we're playing Pip. It was like year two or three. We're playing Pip, and one of my friends, who I'm still friends with, he trips over my foot, right? And I think he was already frustrated from something that happened earlier, and he said, "What'd you do that for?" And I said it was an accident. And then it like started to aggress. And one of my friends, who's like always been like twice the size of me and really broad and strong, blah blah blah, still plays in the team, always has. But he what's it called? Is there at the time. And my friend decides the smart thing to do would be to punch me. And obviously everyone being young is like, "Oh yes, well that's a smart idea." He doesn't end up punching me. Out of the way, and he starts trying to go for me, and my friend puts him in a headlock so he can't get to me, right? And he bites him, and I'm on my way to the teacher like any other year two to three student would do, and it's probably the smarter thing to do. In high school that wouldn't happen, but still. But the what's it called, teacher, I tell the teacher what's happening, right? And she puts us all in detention, including me, who just happened to be part of it, right? And my friend, who was just trying to like help out, got more than my other friend, who was actually trying to provoke me and all that. But
yeah,
I just don't think that school pays enough attention like to details, because I think I remember having this really cool year one teacher who was also my year five teacher. The notification that's up, which she thought it was bullshit, and I'm still for that to be fair, which she retired not long ago, but her husband's still working. What school camp stories do you have? Like, what's the strangest thing that happened in your school camp?
Year seven, I was told a story about how some of the boys were spying on the girls' dressing rooms.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Where they had their just windows broad open.
Yeah.
Half naked.
No, not exist apparently.
I'm not a pedophile, I probably swear. Who, me?
Doing that on purpose, being.
Wait, what?
You.
No.
Said one of the girls would probably be doing that on purpose. Are you a girl, Levi?
Oh, no. I said, I swear I'm not a pedophile. It's a story.
Oh, okay,
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
I believe now. Okay. Anyway, we're just going like through doing normal stuff. This is year three camp. So this is like, no, year four. This is the first proper camp I've been to in primary school, because we start in year three. We did like a thing at the school, got used to it, and then year four we had an actual camp.
Yep.
But what we do is we go into our rooms. Like, we get there, we go into our rooms, okay, we do all the stuff, we have dinner, and then we go to sleep, because it was pretty like afternoon, I'm pretty sure, when we got there. But anyway, I remember our whole cabin was just sitting up like, "Whoa, did you hear the story of Bloody Mary?"
Oh.
And then that just spread to the cabin, and everyone was like on edge, like looking back at them. And then I remember hearing a rumor that in the bathroom, a candle was like summoning Bloody Mary or some crap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, I'm just going to be a little dickhead and tell everyone that there was scratches," because they had like a window, right?
Uh-huh.
And they had like a fly screen kind of thing over the top of the window, like on the inside though, so the flies couldn't get in. And being honest, I swear this wasn't there before, but I just was like half bullshitting this. But I said that there were scratches on the fly screen that weren't there before, which put everyone on more edge. So, like, I knew that was like half bullshit, but I didn't know what the hell happened to the fly screen. Anyway, someone else said that the there was a like goat man, you know, the like half goat, half man looking things. So I could, because it was like forest. That's more of like a bull or some crap. But the thing was though, they said because they had like a forest looking thing, bush, like right behind the cabins, and they said they saw one in there, and everyone got even more on edge. And then you had people knocking and running, which just added to the trauma. And by the time
myself.
I was fine, because I like I get over those things immediately almost. But yeah. I mean, other people, I don't know. You know, what was the scariest ordeal you had in a camp?
Scariest ordeal. Year three, our first camp.
Yeah.
We went to Taronga Zoo.
Oh yeah, well that's a good first camp. I think we went to Taronga Zoo in our year six camp.
Yeah, it was pretty shit for most of the day.
Yeah.
It was a one night. It was a 2 day, one night excursion there. Slash camp.
Oh yeah, that's what we had.
Yeah, and we get there around 12, 10, 11 to 12 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
The first thing we do is hop off the bus. We're tired as hell because we have to get there at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Be there by 7 o'clock. The first thing we do is walk around half the city to get to an art museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get to an art museum. We stay there for around 2 hours. By then, it's around 2:30.
I would find that boring.
Oh, it was. The only interesting part is when I saw a nice pair of shoes.
The most interesting part I think I had in Canberra was going to the like Anzac Memorial Museum thing, and there was like this thing where you put your foot in and it would like show what it would look like if it was like in the army in those days. It looked disgusting and had no problem, but other people on the other hand couldn't. Yeah, but my scariest ordeal was also at Taronga. I would say that after you finish it, so what was the scary part?
The scary part was that, it wasn't scary for me, but it was scary to most of the other kids. But I'll get to that in a second. But once we finish with the art museum, we walk back to where we got off the bus. So we walk all the way across to the other part of the city. And more, so it's like another 2 kilometers down the road from where the bus dropped us off.
Aye.
Yep, and then once we get to that spot, the teachers, they take us to a McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and KFC and all that. They don't buy us any. They buy themselves that and eat in front of us.
Like you do, just to piss off every primary school student that just craves Maccas every day of their life.
Mind you, that we haven't eaten all day. We weren't allowed to eat on the bus, we weren't allowed to eat on the way to the museum, and we weren't allowed to eat on the way to the thing, to their lunch. So here we are, almost crying because of how hungry we are.
Because every student wants Maccas for every lunch, dinner, breakfast, meal of their life.
Yeah. So we get to the ferry spot. They take us to Taronga Zoo. We walk around. Oh, no, we don't. We get introduced into our cabins where there's snakes in that, like snake tanks.
Aye.
With like giant carpet pythons in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So once we get through the carpet pythons, we go have dinner, which is the second meal we've had, or first for most people, at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have this shitty pasta and garlic bread. Didn't know how you could mess up pasta and garlic bread, but they did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all gluten-free in that, so it tasted like AIDS.
Oh, yeah. Well...
So once we were done with that, we got to chill in our rooms for a bit until it was 2 hours, until it was 8 o'clock. Yeah. Once it hit 8 o'clock, it was time for the night tour. So we go around the thing, we only see half the zoo. Not even half the zoo, like 3 different animals.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. They don't want you to stay out that late.
Yeah, and then they take us back to our room, give us a little ice cream cone. And then we go to bed, but the snake lights are still on.
Oh, yeah.
So
you see the snake the entire time?
Oh, yeah. It's like crawling on top of you, basically. That's how close I was sleeping to it, because me and my year 4 mates, we decided to sleep at the back of it. At the back of the room, right under the snake tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But...
So, was it above you or next on the wall?
On the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our heads were pressing.
Like saying it was, like, above you.
No. Yeah. Oh. I was sort of implying it, but wasn't really. Yeah. Well, our heads were basically, like, touching the cabinet, and then the tank was on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But... So, we go to bed easy. Some kids are scared of the snake.
Of course.
And then it's around like it's around like 1 a.m. in the morning. And the snakes, like, they just start banging on the glass. Like headbutting the glass.
That would be kind of scary.
It wasn't for me. I'm a deep sleeper, so I slept through all of this, but all the kids were talking about it in the morning. I'm like, wait, what happened?
They escaped.
They escaped. What? Yeah. So apparently they were smacking their heads on the glass.
And you were right next to it, not giving a shit.
Yeah. Well,
I just want to add that my dad slept in a car crash that was right outside his window.
Well,
there's some people like that.
I didn't wake up till 11:20 this morning. So.
Oh. Also, my scariest ordeal was also at Taronga Zoo. This time, we were staying in tents because to overlook the harbour, and like you had a vote to stay in the cabins or the tents, and some of our tents won. Anyway, we were doing that, and they had like shower times and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was staying in a thing with like 3 or 4 of my friends, and the friends I could think of are, you know, Birdie McHugh.
Yep.
Yeah, him. Edited his, like, last name. That was a mistake. Brody, Brody, Sam, either Marcus or my other friend Lachlan, who was the one that, like, wanted to, like, fight me when he was younger.
Yep.
Anyway, we get past that. We're just going through our normal business, and they were, like, sending different tents to showers at different times. And I think... and Sam are the ones I remember going to the shower with, because they were like sending in groups, and we like waited for each other to get out, so we'd like walk out at the same time, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And we start walking out, and we start walking, and to the left we see, I still don't know to this day what it was, but it looked like a possum like creature.
Yeah.
Just sitting on the fence, because it was like a brick kind of wall slash fence, because it had like fence and bricks in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were standing there, so we're like, okay, we'll just ignore it and keep walking. We didn't like care. And then we notice it just hop down off the thing, and we see it, and we just look at it, and it just starts bolting towards us. So we just start walking it back to the tents, and like close the gate, and we saw it just leave us alone from there on. And we're like, what the actual hell was that? And we're like, okay, well, that's pretty spooky, not gonna lie. A possum or something like that just chased us. I mean, shouldn't it be like we locked up in its cage or some crap? What the hell's happening here?
Speaking of speaking of possums, year 6 camp, year 5 camp actually, we were at this
night event. to give you a flashlight and tell you to just go.
No, it was,
yes.
It's related to a possum.
Find
it. Yeah, but it's like, it's around like, it's like 7 to 8 o'clock. And there's this, disco that was going on that was mandatory, so we had to go to. They forced us to dance.
No. Yeah. Yeah, if you're not dancing, you're not passing the board.
Yeah, they forced us to dance. If we didn't dance, we didn't get chocolate milk and cookies.
Good thing they didn't make you dance with a girl. No, that would have been the most awkward thing at that age. Oh, girls equals cookies.
Yeah, but we did the thing, and we're going back to get our cookies and chocolate milk. And then a family of possums just start biting into our cookies. Like, while we were gone, they've eaten half a pack of chocolate chip cookies.
I literally thought you just said just started vibing on the dance floor.
No, it's like how I got it. It's like a 2 to 1 kilogram bag of chocolate chip cookies, and they've just eaten half of it.
Damn, I wouldn't eat that after they've just dug their teeth into all of them. Oh, so yeah. There was no point dancing. We would have just stopped.
Yeah. Oh, but we still ate them. We already danced. Oh. We still ate them because but I regret it. They were like the Woolworths home brand cookies.
Oh yeah, so they weren't worth it.
No, not really. They tasted like they're sort of salty, but
I remember back then, bro.
What?
I remember two things. First, I remember one of my friends, Josh, because they made us hire like snow gear and that, and we went up in the snow. And we're all having fun because there was a lot of kids that hadn't seen snow before and all that crap. I hadn't seen snow before, so I made that like, oh my god, it's white powder, and it isn't cocaine that my dad sniffs. Somehow
in my uncle's behind my uncle's bed in the wall cabinet.
Yeah, but we, like, Josh and I'm pretty sure Josh had seen it too, so he wasn't all that, like, fascinated.
Uh-huh.
We go, like, the teacher tells us not to go down to, like, this river bridge area because the snow was, like, covering ice that would break and there was water underneath or something.
Yep.
Josh being Josh, he either threw something down there or just walked down there in curiosity, I can't remember. But I, like, went down there too because he managed to step on the ice that had water underneath it and got his foot stuck. Jesus. So I went over there to help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get his foot out without the boot that we hired. So we managed to get the boot out of the freezing, like, -5 degrees, like, water because Australia is a strange country. One side's hot, one side's just freezing.
Oh, no, most of the place is freezing. It's basically, like, southeast of Australia. It's just snow.
The teacher, who I had in year four, I'm pretty sure, who was pretty nice, and I actually saw her the other day at my sister's year six farewell. She, like, yelled at us because we went down there, and I explained that I went down there to help Josh, and she said, no, that's not good enough, blah, 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 he shouldn't have been down there in the first place. Now, she, like, threatened not to, like, let kids go back down to Canberra, from what I remember. I might just be, like, making this up because that's what my year six mom wanted me to think. She's against me. If everyone's against me, I'm alone in this world, blah, 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 depressed Bart Simpson edit coming your way soon.
With XXXTentacion playing over top.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. A little bit of a wee, little bit of gasp, bit of
my dear.
Yeah, but anyway, we get on with that, and it, like, dies off, and we're, like, rolling down snowy hills and shit. And we, like, went into, like, this is, like, heaps later, after, like, all the, like, after the snow. We get there, because I'm pretty sure, I can't remember, this might be before or after, I can't remember, but when we get there, no one was meant to have lollies like usual, like, obviously, schools are like, no lollies in the car, which is stupid because they're just gonna bring them anyway. But from what I remember was, there was a kid, I'm not gonna say his name, because that would be, like, giving him a shout on our podcast that has zero listeners, but
Yet.
He brought lollies, and his whole cabin did. And the teacher walked in there and took all his lollies and gave it to the school captain.
Why would you do that? He's just got to keep them back.
But, this is later on. The bus that we're going on home lets us stop at a Woolworths and buy basically whatever we wanted, but they said we couldn't eat it on the bus, which is stupid because why would you let us just buy stuff and just not eat it? It's like attempting. Let's just hold it. You can only hold it and stare at it for the bus ride. Anyway, everyone buys stuff, and I bought like dark chocolate from what I remember because I was like craving that for some reason. And get on there, and everyone's like sharing their lollies around, trading them like every year six student does.
Yeah.
And when we get back, we notice the bus is just all a mess. And then the teachers threaten not to let the next 2 years go just because we did that. Like, I don't know what they're obsessed with threatening to not let kids who didn't have anything to do with it go to camp, but I mean, that was pretty crappy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway,
do you reckon this?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, year seven camp. Like, all my cabin bring, lollies. Like, they had a spare bag full of them. Like, one of them, who's an Eshe now. One of them who's an Eshe now, he bring pods, Pringles, anything. Allen's lollies, any, like, the best lollies. Like, because he's this rich, but baby. Yeah, because he's rich, but pretends he's from the hood. So he's rich, but he pretends he's from the hood because he's an Eshe. He has all the lollies, and then another kid in our cabin, he brings beans in a can with sausages.
You got the rich kid, then you just got the kid who lives on the street. I live under the bridge, babe.
Like, we all bring Jaffers and chocolate and stuff. And then here he is, sitting on the top bunk of his bed. Because, you know, in year seven camp, had like the six beds in one room, and they were all bunk beds.
We had a TV in ours.
Did you? Someone should have brought a DVD player. Someone should have brought like their Xbox or some shit there.
State of Origin was on when we were. So everyone was watching that. State of Origin.
Alright.
Everyone was watching that TV. So nobody. And then we started watching like Fast and Furious. And then they said lights out at this time and nobody gave a shit and they just watched like. Because like it had no restrictions on the TV. They were watching like an anime movie.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, everyone was obsessed with camp because there was like kangaroos or rabbits. I can't remember what ones that were just running around.
Yeah, but going back to year seven camp, you know Amon.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say his real name, but Amon.
Almond. You'll love that.
Armadillo.
Nut.
Yeah, nut. Yes,
he's a bit of a nut.
A bit of a nut, just a stain. That is what he is to me. A stain nut.
Just a stain on your shirt. Just annoying.
A stain on the tissue on the bottom of my bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's it called? He was in our cabin too. Reading anime novels, of course.
Manga, of course, yeah.
Of course. Classic nut.
Yes, nut.
Yes, but he was... It was lights out, since he's obeys all the teacher's rules. He turns the light off while we're still talking, but we keep on talking. He's trying to go to bed, and we just won't shut up. Every time he said shut up to us, we just speak louder.
Yeah, didn't you? I remember someone saying that. Like, it was definitely. Was it you? I can't remember, but hit Pringle Canada.
I'm getting to that part.
Yeah.
So, he was just pissing off Broxterman over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And then, once Broxterman had finished his Pringles, like, we all quiet down, and then Broxterman started, like, chewing on his Pringles super loudly, I'm pretty sure. And then Armand just got super pissed. Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure he threw something at Broxterman, And then Broxton just fucking pegged his Pringles can at Nut.
Yeah.
Like, as hard as he could.
Not like that much.
By the way, this is from across the room, so think of how much momentum that would get. He pegged it right...
He
hit him in, like, his calf or his foot. And here he is, here, screams in pain as the Pringle can smacks him. And then... And then Broxton goes, "You've been Pringled, bitch." As he... as half of his body is grabbing onto his foot and off the bed, he is crying.
Falls off the bed.
And then Beanie Boy... Bean Boy went to go grab the teacher. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Armand's scream of pain that alerted the teachers that he was crying. They burst into the room.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Bean Boy, I'll tell you his name after the recording, Benno. Yeah. But me and Bean Boy, we'd like to pretend to fall asleep while trying not to
scream. That's what everyone does whenever there's like, camp.
Yeah, sleep. We were like right, our heads were right by the ladders too, so at the edge of the bed, so you know, we were like talking to each other and to the other camp members so they could hear our voices properly. So our heads. Our arms were both, like, right next to each other, too. So we were laying in the same position on the bed. Totally not suspicious at all. But, Nut points out that me and Bean Boy were both witnesses. And we just pretend to fall asleep.
You gotta testify in court.
I'm laughing my head off silently. So I'm just bouncing up and down every second like I'm a piece of jelly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Added Broxterman's out here.
Never mind.
Yeah, Broxterman's out here pissed that he's gonna might get suspended throwing from pringling someone.
I think he like made it over dramatic, being honest, but you know what that reminds me of? I remember, I'm not gonna say his name, but some student bring a nightlight to camp. And didn't someone smash that?
Yeah.
But that also reminds me, in year four at the same camp, you know that teacher I told you about that ripped my notification slip up?
Yeah,
we were just having fun because we were excited it was our first camp, blah blah blah. And then at like 10, our teacher like comes in and warns us that it slides out.
Mm-hmm.
And that we should already be asleep. And then 11, she comes in and says, "Why aren't you asleep?" And then at 11:30, she hears us again and just stands there, death staring us for like a good 10 minutes.
So that just
like,
happens
as we try and fall asleep. Yeah, but I don't think anybody can fall asleep while you're just being stared at by a teacher.
Oh, I just laugh whenever one of the teachers. I just laugh whenever that happens.
Yeah, because like. It's like Ty's kind of contagious laughter. He'll make some weird noise and then he'll break out laughing and then you would break out laughing because it's just a weird, strange noise.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a cycle between me and him. Like, just over and over. He just like makes some... He just makes some retarded ass joke.
Yeah, I remember, you know, he would, like, try being serious and, like, Ty would be in there and she's, like, trying to lecture us and Ty would be, like, bursting out laughing and then just do a massive snuff and then nobody, like, I couldn't contain my laughter. I'd just be, like, freaking out because I know I'm about to get in trouble for
What class was this?
Stop myself. English.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway. Second she leaves, you just start playing silent poker.
Wait, what?
So they were playing poker silently with, like, sign language and stuff.
Like, you hold up with three fingers and then you do, like, a kite symbol for three of diamonds.
Yeah. Anyway, I reckon this would be a good time to end it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's been it for, this installment of the Scuffcast. We'll see you in whenever we feel like we need to record again and engage our audience.
Been fun.
It's been a fun time talking and rambling on about random stuff that's been on our minds, but we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
See you next time.
See ya.
See ya.